para que se mire mi hija. We have to understand that power is impossible. One understands in relation with the paraphernalia as enjoyer or with the space of renunciation. And the third plane, the highest plane, real positive plane, every unique wants to solve another. That is possible. Eager to solve. Just as eager to exploit, but eager to solve the environment. And they calculated in Vaikuntha and out of perfection in Goloka. So, not only imitation, but real realization of the fact. And that is real life there. Every unit stands in serving attitude to another. There he gets the satisfaction. By serving, he gets satisfaction. Not by exploit. Oh. And that is esteem was found in Vrindavan, the highest devotee Uddhava, whose devotion is recommended by Krishna himself. He went visit Vrindavan and seeing the creepers. I want to be one of them, the grass creeper, so that I can have the feed dust of the divine dancer, the gopis. So much intense self-abnegation, self-dedication was there for Krishna, and accordingly to others. Adjustment. And we are told that is proper adjustment. His eyes. We are invited to join that campaign. The competition of dedication, self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice and the pratishtha, the prestige consciousness, that is the highest and greatest and prestige consciousness. Honor, everyone's one, at the sacrifice of everything, one wants prestige, position, honor. And honor also to be sacrificed. That was done. Honor means popularity in the consideration of the people, whether I am good or bad. The gopis, in the gopis, Vrindavan will check, will see that risk. They, at the cost of their good name in the society, and even according to the Shastra, they do not care for that in their self-offering to Krishna. Dustajan sajanam arjupatan chaita. Sajanam, the social opinion, and the opinion of the so-called dear sannyas, relatives, and the cost, and the scriptural dictation. You should do this, you should not do that. That scripture also was ignored in their consideration of service towards Krishna. Inconceivable. And die to live. And the death of what degree? Death also have some degree of dying. For money one can give the body, for money. And for body also one can leave money. For name and fame, one can leave anything and everything. And the name and the fame, body, everything sacrificed for the satisfaction of the center of love. Love is such. Pure love, real love is such. Love means sacrifice. Without sacrifice, no love is possible. If we analyze the real meaning of the love, what, here and there, that means sacrifice. Affection means sacrifice for the object of love. And that is to the extreme. Sri Chaitanya recommended Krishna himself when he came as Guru, Acharya. Acharya man vijaniyat. You should know your Guru as my representative. When he himself came in the garb of Guru, Sri Chaitanya, he revealed all these highest stages of realization. Things of realization. And to take his name, name with the association of this sadhu meant of sin, men of sin, habit and object in. On the whole, what is the advice to us given in the Bodhisattva? Tannāma rūpa charitādi sukhirtanānu sittakkamena rasanā manasī nijajya tishtan bhaje tadanurāgi janānu gāmi kālam nait Sakhidamitya Bodhisa Sara. In our stance, this is the advice to the devotees that in Vrindavan or Navadvip, in such dharsam dham, as a subordinate of a real devotee, in his connection, one should go on to take the name and to understand the lila, the pastimes, and then rupa, and how we can see him. How we have to hear, engage our senses in understanding and experiencing things. Pass all the time for such spirit in the company of the sadhu. This is, in some sense, this is the advice to one and all who wants to be a student in this line. This Upadeshamrita, 11 advices given by Mahaprabhu, and it was put in form by Rupa Goswami. He called us 11. There it is. Very important for practical, personal realization. These 11 slokas. poems very, very useful. Upadhisamatha. Generally others in Vrindavan, they try to discuss and to understand about Krishna Leela. But our Guru Maharaj's tendency was always towards the foundation. The result, the consequence will automatically come. You need not be very careful about that. That will come automatically. You go always to the foundation. Sakhayame namastu namastritam dasyayame rasastu. Your whole attention will be given towards the foundation, Boa service. And the result, consequence will come automatically in a natural way. And if you are very eager to go higher, it will be artificial, almost suicidal, sometimes suicidal. Don't try to go upward, don't try to rush, but always try to seek service in the Dua tank. So Guru Maharaj used to read and explain the Supposition method in Radha Kunda. Both Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda, a boundary line between them, and there he used to explain this Upadesha Mata. That's 11 poems. But Mahaprabhu in his last days, suddenly one day he is chanting something, another day he is chanting something. And those poems are collected and put into Sanskrit verse by Rupa Goswami. That is Bodhisattva. Hare Krishna. The last is this. Krishna Satchai Parani Vasati Prayosimpo Priyada Kundam Chasya Munivhiravitastadike Bhavpalai Yat Prashtirat Paramasarabham Kimpunat Bhakti Vajan Tat Premedam Sakita Visharasnatura Vishkarut Krishna Satchai Parani Vasati Prayosimpo. Krishna had so many favorites, but the best among them is Sriyadika. When I was a TV producer, he bought the other. Kundam chasya munivhiravitastadi. And this is Kunda, is representing her properly. Munivhiravitastadi ki babbara. Jat prishthai jat parama sulabham. Pimpunat bhakti vajam. Which is very rarely found within the most favorite rank. What to speak of the ordinary devotees? Prasthaya Paramasurabham, which is very rarely found in the highest rank of devotees. What to speak of the ordinary devotees? When Prasthaya Paramasurabham, Prasthaya Paramasurabham, King Punad Bhakti Vajan, Tat Premedam Sapiru Sarasnatura. And such type of devotion may be had by taking bath in Radha Kunda. The Radha Kunda bath that is not marked as in the physical sense. Not physical sense. It is mentioned Kunda Leela, the most private type of sweet relationship, and the transaction was in Radha Kunda. In general, play three Vrindavan, and with the selected, the play of Krishna in Govardhan. And with the highest group, Krishna's Leela play, pastimes, the supreme level, most supreme level, Krishna's partaking into pastimes with the highest paraphernalia is in Radha Kunda, on the bank. And the more highest when they are playing in the water of Radha Kunda. Kunda Tire, and Kunda Jale. When they are taking bath, Krishna taking bath with his highest paraphernalia in the Madhura Rasa, in the water of Radha Kunda, and there the highest degree of confidential pastimes takes place. So that is the highest point we shall try to understand how in Chaitanya Charitamrita very beautifully that has been described. And Krishna is praying with Radha Ramani and his group and her group in the water of Radha. This is inconceivable. But it is their acme, the highest point. But all on the basis of dedication, not my music point of the land of exploitation can enter there. Far above. The acme, Sumeru, Kumeru, North Pole and South Pole, extreme. Kama, Andhatama, Prayamir, similar, the lust and the love, similar in form, almost. But they are opposite. In one place there is enjoying space, exploiting space, and another the harsh dedication. Kaam prami bhavata kaam andhatama. One is the most dense darkness, another is Mala Bhaskar, a shining psalm, just opposite. We have to think that how Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare 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 Gaur, Hare
Gaur,
Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Hare Gaur, Kamune Dhori Tamdi, Vasugosh, one of the eight Shakhis of Vrindavan, in Gaur Lila, Vasugosh. If Gauranga did not come, Kamune Haita Kamuna, then how could we live at all? How could we live? How this sort of statement can come? If Gauranga did not come, then how could we live? Prem Rasa Srimad Radha Ramahima Jagate Janatake. Otherwise, who will inform us about the divine love and how elevated position Sri Radhika is holding? So, this is the very life of life who is speaking this. How could we live? This was our own innermost feeling, sentiment of the heart, and without knowing my own inner self, how could we live? I could not get any satisfaction of the innermost tendency, could not get any fulfillment, any satisfaction. We have to pass a whole time barren, and self-deception, life of self-deception. These are most wealth in my heart. That was ignored by our own self. And the Mahaprabhu came and pointed out, oh, you have got such wealth in your heart, such possibilities, such fulfillment. Such type of fulfillment is within your heart, if that possibility, and ignoring that you are living. Useless life. He came to show what is our highest prospect and living us. If he did not come, then we would have to lead a life of deception, self-deception. He has come and make our life successful. My own wealth, I was dispossessed of my own wealth. So how benefit we have to have from him? Our Guru Maharaj told one barrister, he came to talk and some after discussion told, oh, you want to convert me? But I guess not more than 5 minutes would be required to convert you. Only if you give real proper attention, when you will find what I am talking, that is your own inner interest, your own inner interest is this. If you can understand this, in a second you will accept that. No case of question of conversion. It will be your own glory will come out to you. You are unknown of your own wealth. Gaurna hoito kamane hoito kamane bhori jamde. How could we live? We are this physical body. So much wealth contained here. Prima sashima radharo mahima jagate janato ki. Then he again says, Gaurango bodhya nagalo godhya siddhache kamane siddhi. What is this? Realization. He could not be melted his heart by taking the name of Gaurango. He is still standing as is it. He could not transform into water. Nagaru Gaudiya Sajasi, welcome. Vasudeva here, Pasanimisiya Gurete Konabhavidhi. My stony heart, created by the Creator, my stony heart, still it is not going to be melted. Melted by taking the name of Gauranga, heart is still stone. And Nityananda Prabhuji wanted to distribute Sri Gaurango to one and all, approaching every door, approaching the person, take the name of Gaurango. Take the name of Gaurango, I shall be your slave. I shall be your slave. These are my slaves. Take the name of Gaurango once, appearing in such a way, he began to cry and roll on the door of the person whom he approached to preach about Gaurango. Mahaprabhu took his permanent seat in Puri and said, Nityananda, I give you the gold dish, Without you, none will be able to help them. Help them in some way. I live before you that resolve. Go to Bengal and take to deliver them, to help them. To give fulfillment of life to them. And Nityananda took the charge. And here we are under his guidance. He is the leader, Nityananda Prabhu, to preach about Gauranga. And one who gets the grace of Gauranga, this Radha Govinda Lila, Vrindavan Lila, in his pocket. Automatically. Yasa yasa Gauru Padarvi, Kriyeta Bhaktin Kripunna Rasa, Tasa Tasa Satpati Ritta Kasma, Radha Padam Bhujra, Unknowingly it will come within your heart, your attitude, sent person will be to understand Gauranga. And you will find automatically you are in Vrindavan, Radha, Padam Bhoja. And you have become a member in the camp of Radha Rani. And Audharya Lila, Madhurya and Audharya. When that Madhurya is being distributed to the ordinary public, that campaign is the highest. From then, and the nectar is being distributed. That nectar is more sweet. Nectar is sweet and giving highest fulfillment. But when it is being distributed at that stage, is more dear, more rare, and more bigger, generous. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Krishna. I hear a stop and sigh. Gaur Hari
Krishna. Jaya Om Vishnu Para Paramahansa Viraj Ki Jai Sto Chari Stuti Sima Jai Krishna Bhakti Vakra Vakra Sri Radhe Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai
Shiva Banda Ki Jai. Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Krishna Jai Sanna Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai.
Sri
Navadvip Dham Ki Jai.
Sri
Chaitanya Sarasvat Math Ki Jai. Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Prabhu Hari Harinam
Sankirtana.
And then I ascended after the last night by Krishna.
The second part is still available, I heard, in Bagh Bazar, Gaudiya Math, but it was never published.
Maybe, I don't know. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Yes, here I go. I am not keeping good health.
Jai Guru Om Vishnu Para Paramahansa
Parivaraja Kachari Ostha Sarasvati. Rahul Jan, Krishna Bhashi Bhajachan, Radha Rani Bina Bhajachan. এটা কখন সম্ভব?
It is quite possible, Maharaj.
দুজন একজন শোনাচ্ছেন কাকে? শ্রোতাকে, লক্ষ্যকে?
দুজনাই এনজয় করছেন।
হ্যাঁ?
দুজনাই এনজয় করছেন আরকি।
একজন শুনছে আর একজন তো।
না, একজন শুনছে না।
হ্যাঁ, একজন।
একজন সে বাজাবে না শুনবে?
বাজাবে এবং শুনবে একই সঙ্গে। দুজনে তাল দেবে।
ঠিক। পরস্পর
কর্তাল বাজানো আর গান করা।
মানে দুটোকে হারমোনাইজ করছে, বললাম যে কৃষ্ণ রাধা রানীর প্রশংসা করছেন বাসিতে, আর ইনিও বিনা ওর প্রশংসা আরম্ভ করে দিয়েছে কম্পিটিশন, এই এক হতে পারে ভালো ধরেন খুব নাম করতে লাগলেন, ইনি না শুনে ইনিও চালালেন তার প্রশংসা।
আমাদের শ্রী রাধা ঠাকুরানী যে গান্ধর্বিকা কৃষ্ণকে শোনানোর জন্যই তো,
কৃষ্ণ সেটা না শুনে
পরস্পর যেমন একাত্ম হওয়া যায় অনুরূপ ভাবে একসঙ্গে
বাজানো হবে, কাকে লক্ষ্য করে
উভয়কে
হারমোনিয়াম হচ্ছে, এটা কাকে লক্ষ্য করে
উভয় উভয়কে লক্ষ্য করে,
হজম করে তার সঙ্গে তাল মিলছেন।
কৃষ্ণ স্বয়ং ভগবান হয়েন বিসাইড রাধা রানী, আদারওয়াইজ নট।
হু ইজ ভিক্টোরিয়াস in competition?
Radha Rani will be victorious according to us. Lukaila dui bhuj Radha Ravam kete. Radha Rani approaching Krishna forgets any other play but to please her.
আমার কোশ্চেন সব ট্রাভেল দিচ্ছে, আমি বুঝতে পারছি।
দুজনের কম্পিটিশনের কথা আছে, চরিতামিতের চতুর্থ অধ্যায় না কোনখানে রাধাকৃষ্ণ পরাভক্তি রয়েছে ব্যাখ্যা করতে গিয়ে কৃষ্ণ এই যে করছেন আর রাধা রানী এই করছেন, এই দেখে তো লুব্ধ হলেন কৃষ্ণ যে আমি ওর জন্য এতটা পাগল, ও আমার জন্য দশ গুণ পাগল, অথবা ওর পজিশনে গিয়ে তবে যদি আমাকে আস্বাদন করি তাহলে আমি কিছু বুঝি পাব। রাধা রানীর কাছে হেরে যাচ্ছেন তিনি, হয়ে তিনি রাধা রানীর মুড নিয়ে নিজেকে আস্বাদন করতে এলেন। ভালো
আপনার মুখ থেকে
কৃষ্ণ ফাউন্ড দ্যাট আয়ন ভয়েন আই এন হি মিসেলস ইন রাধা রানী টু ট্রাই টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হার her nobility, her greatness, then my feeling reaction is such and such. But when Radha appreciates me, her appreciation and the symptoms of appreciation, that is highly great, higher. More she can give herself than I can give her. So what is in me and what is in his love, if I want to know, I shall have to become, I have to take the mood, become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why I shall go, I shall take the mood of Radharani and try to understand what am I and what is the greatness in her appreciation. So Krishna came to be Mahaprabhu. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the explanation of this sloka. Radha Krishna Paramrita Dharini Shaktivan Ega Atmana Vajradhi Uyudan Chaitanya Akkham Prakatam Adinata Adhyayavita Radha Bhava Dhyasodhyam Nolita Okhani Harukyate Sri Radhaya Panay Mahima. This is the sloka. Sri Radhaya Panay Mahima Kidisho Bha Noiva
Shaddo Jena Bhutra Mahima
Kidisho Bha Modiya Sokhan Chasya Madhanu Bhagata Kidhi Sangrit Lovat Tad Bhavad Jashamajani Shati
Garbhasindhau
Harindhu. That is the cause of God, that is that. Both eternal, but still this is more stressed in this way. Why Krishna becomes Gauranga? To test himself and to test what Radharani is properly sees. Sarva Damodar Sloka.
সবচেয়ে কঠিন শ্লোক কোনটা বলুন নাকি পৃথিবীতে? এর চেয়ে কঠিন শ্লোক আর আমি দেখিনি, জানেন? যত কঠিন শ্লোক আছে এই শ্লোকের ভেতরে নিশ্চয়ই এমন কোন জিনিস আছে যার সঙ্গে কোন জিনিসে দিয়া হয় না। সবচেয়ে কঠিন যেমন গায়ত্রীর ব্যাখ্যা করা, এর চেয়ে কঠিন আর পৃথিবীতে কিচ্ছু নেই। সবচেয়ে শ্লোকের মধ্যে কঠিন হচ্ছে গিয়ে ওই হেলোর ধুলি তো খেয়ে যায় এই শ্লোক করে সরুদাম তিনি মহাপ্রভুর কাছে প্রণাম ঠকলেন প্রথম।
I have got two bikes from my two eyes. Huh? And you have, I was blind. But the Sarva Damodar when come, joined me, I now feel that I have got two eyes, not one. Full sight I have got.
স্বরূপ দামোদরের শ্লোক এবং ওটা উনি অনেক অনেক গবেষণার পর শ্লোকটা উনি করেছেন, আর সেটা এমন ঝামেলা শ্লোকটাতে
কোন ব্যাখ্যাই ওকে মানে সাফিসিয়েন্ট মনে হয়। মানে গবেষণা নয়, পাগল হয়ে গিয়েছিল মহাপ্রভু চলে যাওয়াতে পুরুষোত্তম ভট্টাচার্যী পাগল হয়ে গিয়ে সন্ন্যাস নিয়ে কাশীতে থাকতে রাজন ফেলে দিয়ে ছুটলেন মহাপ্রভুর কাছে। এমন আকর্ষণ এই স্বাভাবিকভাবে ওই যে বেরুলো যে তুমি আমি কী করে তোমাকে ফেলে চাকরি থাকা।
When Rupa Goswami wrote that shloka, Yat Kumaram Haro, that shloka, and he kept it in the hut and went to take bath.
Yat Kumaram Haro, this is not Rupa Goswami's shloka. This is a shloka of ordinary poem. Composed in Maharashtra. Maharashtra, one poet, he wrote a book, and there is, this shloka is found. And that has been quoted as an instance that without any illustration, how a poem can be sweet. in that case, no illustration. Ayasana, alankar. Without alankar, without ornament, how the beauty can there be? To that, give example to that, this shloka has been quoted in a book, Kavya Prakar, a rhetoric book. And Mahaprabhu took that shloka and chanted before Jagannath. Jagannath. The underlying meaning. Though Jagannath is here in Purukshottam, that same Krishna, but still my heart is not fully satisfied. I want to have him in Vrindavan. Just as the gopis in Kurukshetra told that Radharan told, he is that Krishna, I am that Radha, but still my heart is not satisfied. Heart is always drawing towards Vrindavan, that Parasatindriya. Without proper environment and Parasatindriya, the real union is not practical. The Parasatindriya has got its contribution to the union of the parties. Without that, it is not giving full satisfaction. So Mahaprabhu in Puri, though he was dancing, chanting the name of Jagannath, but he was, his heart was running towards Vrindavan, dissatisfied. But this sort of getting Krishna is not satisfying my inner heart. Vrindavan Krishna is necessary. With that, so Rupa Goswami, Priyasu Yang Krishna, Sahasari Kurukshetra Mevita, Tathaham Rupa Goswami, in interpretation of that Yakka Umara Hara, he composed one slok. That this is the purpose of Mahaprabhu's chanting that ordinary slok of ordinary book. But Mahaprabhu's purpose is this. I have to go to the bathroom, take off.
I think I'll already have it.
Because it is infinite. Infinite cannot be controlled. Only as much we are hungry. There is the real conception of that infinite. And we have got it, that is limited. We are limited, and we think we have got it, that is very limited. But we have not got, we have seen the infinite. And I am not able to touch, to see today. It is so big, so.